Now, cardio or weights, to do it on the same day, because I've heard the term exercise interference effect, where if you do cardio and weights on the same day, that it's not good. First of all, is there such a thing as exercise interference?
Well, it's a term used to explain what happens during what we call concurrent training. So concurrent training is when we train the body's aerobic endurance and strength system at the same time. So when we talk about the same time, Gregor, that could mean within the same workout or within a 24-hour period or even a cycle of training that lasts for many weeks. So when we work the two systems very closely together, interference may occur, reducing the adaptation or the training effect of one or the other system.
Okay. So now that we know what it is, should we consider then working each system separately for best results?
Well, not necessarily. It's kind of a yes and no answer for this reason. So let's look at it from the perspective of an untrained individual versus a highly trained individual. In untrained or moderately trained people trying to maintain a healthy body where they work out maybe two or three times a week for a total duration of time that represents somewhere between 120 and 180 minutes a week, the interference effect is non-existent because the training time and the intensity is pretty low. In highly trained individuals, exercise interference probable because the training intensity at maximal effort requires a great deal more recovery time in order for adaptations to occur.
Okay, so for us, not really an issue because most of us aren't going that, probably not going to our max is what you're saying?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. So we can cancel that then. So then, if you fall into the trained category, right, and you're pressed for time, is there a way to train cardio and strength close together and still make gains?
Well, the short answer is yes, but the exercise order would be important here. So research suggests that long duration or high intensity aerobic work, 45 minutes or longer, before strength training is probably counterproductive. And it really reduces power output, meaning you probably won't be able to lift very aggressively. And the reason for this stems from reducing muscle glycogen during the aerobic activity. And the glycogen stores must be adequate for you to have an effective strength training session. And it also seems like the type of aerobic activity has bearing on exercise interference too. So long duration or intense running, more significant than cycling as far as having a detrimental effect. And it's because when you run, it's the impact-related stresses on the body that takes a little longer to recover from. So doing intense weight training first didn't seem to affect the aerobic conditioning as detrimentally because the muscle glycogen stores were not depleted as much. So some subtle nuances there, some variants.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So then what's your recommendation on concurrent training? Not an issue? Do it? Avoid it? What?
Well, I think you're right, Jason. I think for the average person, just working out at a moderate intensity for general health, the interference effect is not a factor. Continue to train your cardio and your strength on the same day if you wish. For athletes or more highly trained individuals that need more explosive, reactive power, it might be prudent to train cardio or strength on separate days just to ensure recovery and get the biggest bang for your buck. I'd also say even for the average person, that might be a solid approach because recovery trumps all else. It saves you from potentially overtraining, potentially getting injured, and again, it keeps you in the game. And like you and I have talked so many times before, staying in the game and sustaining your physical activity long-term, that's the key to success.
Now, what about if you're doing like weight training that's kind of cardio, where on days where I don't do a lot of heavy weights, Jeff, but I do more reps, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'll do, you know, like the other day I did probably 100 reps of deadlifting, right? And then not at a heavy weight, just going, you know, sets of 10, and I would sets of 10 three times, and I'd build the weight up a little bit. It wasn't going too high. Definitely didn't feel strained, but I felt like near the end I was getting tired just because I was doing so many of them, right? Mm-hmm. But not heavy, because sometimes you just want to fatigue your muscle. How does that play into it when it's – can you do cardio and weights at the same time? Is there a benefit to doing that?
Well, there is, and it's we call it variable manipulation. So you're manipulating some variables within resistance training. So like you just pointed out, that's a great way to go about it, using lighter weights, and maybe you're coupling one or two different resistance patterns together with very high repetitions, and you're staying engaged for, you know, a few minutes at a time. It turns into an interval style of resistance training. So that can have cardiorespiratory benefits at the same time. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. If you're doing a high enough number of repetitions, like you point out, there can be, we know now, strength gains derived from that, even with more moderate or light weights. So it can, and it's easier on your joints working a little bit lighter. Now, on that, if you're doing anything for 100 repetitions, the high volume of repetitions can have a little wear and tear as well. So you have to be cautious about overdoing it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no, I get it. And it was more, it was actually, you know, wasn't really heavy at all. Probably was maybe about 60% of what max would be. But I was just, because I'm getting back into weights, I kind of took some, you know, hadn't deadlifted in a long time. So I felt like doing more reps at a lower weight would be better than try to go heavy sooner. Because heavier is where you're going to screw up your back or something because your form isn't right.
Absolutely right. No, a great strategy, and I would highly recommend less is more in the early stages of, like, when you come back from D training. That is the smartest way to go, my friend. So good strategy and good advice for those listening.
Jeffrey, have a good one. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. My pleasure.